We have equated the word assessment with the word test. And we don't need a test to know how our children are doing.
That's incumbent State Superintendent Glenda Ritz, a Democrat. Her office is in charge of administering the ISTEP exam for state assessment purposes, a system that she's spoken out against in recent years. It turns out that her Republican challenger, Yorktown Superintendent Jennifer McCormick, sees similar problems.
I think we have to be smarter, and we have an opportunity here with assessment, but I'm also not a fan that one test tells all.
Though backed by different political parties, both women are also unsupportive of Indiana's school choice program that pays much of an eligible student's tuition for private or religious schools. Ritz's current Department of Education says recent expansions to the program have cost the state too much money.
I do not support it. It truly is what I consider to be total dismantlement of the public education system.
In her role as a public school superintendent, McCormick also says she doesn't support the increased use of school choice vouchers.
I oppose that program simply because it is taking money away from other students.
The audience in the Indiana Coalition for Public Education did hear a few differences, mainly when the candidates were asked what made them different from each other. McCormick says she could work with both sides of the aisle.
I'm not afraid to pick up the phone. I'm not afraid to get in the field and ask really hard questions. And I'm certainly not afraid to work in partnerships.
Ritz says she has what it takes to make her campaign goals happen.
I've always been openly opposed to the use of tax dollars for school choice. So I think the difference is that I have the wherewithal to make sure that that actually occurs.
Both Ritz and McCormick say they plan to ramp up their campaigns after Labor Day weekend in anticipation of the November 8th election. In Indianapolis, Tony Sandlaven, IPR News.